This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is For a Better Life for IRIB English Radio. I am your host, Sayyid Mahdi Tawakkul. And today I want to talk about a new theme, which is the topic of fear. I need to repeat that whatever I say is based on the Quran and Islamic narrations. Fear can be uncomfortable and crippling. But since Allah never creates anything in our body without a purpose, we need to realize firstly why fear is created in our body. The fact is that if people didn't feel fear, they wouldn't become fearful. They wouldn't be able to protect themselves from surrounding threats and dangers. Fear is a vital response to physical and emotional danger. Because of this, even though research shows that babies do not appear to show signs of fear until around 8 or maybe 12 months of age, usually in response to new people or new events, they do not show any form of fear. But when they become a little older and their brain starts to function more, we see many sorts of fear appear in their behavior. A common of this fear is when a stranger hugs them and the baby quickly starts crying and being scared. What is important in the process of the existence of fear in children, you should pay attention to this point, is that no one has taught the children to be afraid. And this shows that the feeling of fear was placed in the form of instinct and it was created by Allah. And another interesting point is that such fear is seen in all children. And we know that something that exists in all humans, regardless of their color and race, is due to the God-given instinct in humans. And fear is just like hunger, thirst, and other sorts of feelings. So far, we have realized that fear is a part of our creation, and it can never be completely removed. If there were no fear, and if there were not for the blessing of fear, we might do any dangerous things, like driving at high speed when we are in a car, not being afraid of falling off a cliff, for example, not protecting ourselves from being ill because we are not afraid of disease, or do not run away from seeing a wild and dangerous animal, or even wouldn't be afraid of committing suicide.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email that is englishradio@irib.ir.
We also can add other kinds of fear that I call it a divine fear, like being afraid of divine punishment, that it persuades us not to commit sins. And this divine fear helps us to be more obedient to Allah. This is a kind of fear that possesses a pivotal role in being pious, being a good worshiper, and a good servant to Allah. Of course, it needs its own description, and its boundaries should be clarified. I mean, the fear of Allah. I am going to focus on a kind of physical and emotional fear that is related to our daily life or daily life on this world, and to say how putting it into our control can be resultant in having and enjoying a better life. It is a part of our creation that we cannot eliminate it entirely, even though we are able to reduce it or to overcome it if it causes some abnormal negative impact on our life. However, there is another kind of fear that can hold us back in our life. Some feelings that are commonly described as fears are in reality mental obstacles that they limit people's actions and reduces people's ability to decide. These fears often prevent people from making progress, such as the fear of failure, the fear of not achieving a kind of success, the fear of rejection, of missing out, or even commitment. These feelings of insecurity or unworthiness or maybe indecision can often be addressed in therapy and should be treated. Let's refer to what the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, says about this negative fear. The Imam says, وَالْجُبْنُ مَنْقَصَهُ. The fear and dread is a defect. We also can sense that if a man is not courageous, cannot take legitimate and normal risks, he is often afraid of some ordinary things that it is not normal to be afraid of in ordinary and normal situations. Such a man, we can sense that he may face a kind of deficiency in his life, and this kind of fear makes him totally dysfunctional. Let's go for a short break, and I will be back shortly and describe this point more. Cowardly people, fearful people, can never use their abilities, cannot use their competence and talents, and the result of this negative fear is backwardness in life, causes many drawbacks. In addition, with their religion, life, honor, and even their country are in danger, when these people are afflicted with the negative fear, they refrain from protecting them, and instead of being in the ranks of brave defenders, they stand in the ranks of the disabled, sick people who remain motionless and totally unable. No coward has ever reached the position he has not made an important discovery, nor has he achieved a remarkable victory, nor, for example, has he reached the highest of perfection. For this matter, Imam Ali advises Malik Ashtad, his well-known companion, never to let cowardly people into the cycle of his advisors, and says, وَلَا تُدْخِلَنَّ فِي مَشْفَرَتِكَ بَخِيلًا وَلَا جَبَانًا. The word jaban here means someone who is usually fearful and coward. One of the most important causes of this type of fear is not to have a good suspicion about Allah. The outcome of trusting Allah is that if we know that God has promised the believers that He is with them and will not let them alone, the individual would not be that much fearful. The fact is that Allah advises people in many verses of the Quran to get to the battles of problems and ask for help from Him. For example, when Allah dispatches Moses and his brother Harun to Pharaoh, Moses and Harun said to Allah, إِنَّنَا نَخَافُ أَن يَفْرُطَ عَلَيْنَا أَوْ أَن يَطْغَى. We strongly are afraid that Pharaoh transgresses against us or become a more rioter. But Allah responds, لا تخافا, do not be fearful, إنني معكما أسمع وأرى. I am with you and see and hear everything. Surely the fear of Moses and Harun was not a negative fear, But this verse tells us that having good faith in Allah is one of the factors to overcome fear. Inshallah, I will talk about this subject more in this series of the program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand.